Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sextra Review. And today's product is Rias, the most realistic Ona Holes ultra soft anime fantasy toy from Mysterverse. So Mysterverse is a brand new sponsor. I'm really excited to be working with them. Their whole website is anime themed. So all their dolls are anime themed, their Ona Holes are anime themed, everything's got anime girls all over it. It's really cool. So welcome, Mysterverse. This is going to be my first review of the first product they sent me, which is the Rias, which is a busty elf Ona Hole sex doll. But basically, it's a little sex doll torso that's basically the size of a pocket pussy. So it kind of straddles the line between a pocket pussy and a sex doll. I don't know. The appeal is questionable, but if you know, you know. Now, I usually don't show the box on the review. I usually just don't care. But the presentation for these toys is pretty cool. So this box actually is two parts, right? So you can take this off and I guess keep it if you want a little anime girl, like a thing. Like you could stand this up and like put this in a bookcase as like a, I don't know. It came with the box. So I get, and it's got Rias, the little elf girl. So this is like Rias's cardboard stand display. I don't know, but I thought it was cool. So it comes with the box, and you can take this off the box, and you can keep it. So we're going to put that to the side for now, but I just wanted to show it to you. All right, so the box is pretty standard, aside from the Rias's little thing, so we're going to take this away. All right, so now let's talk about the actual toy. Before we do that, one last little bonus thing I want to bring to your attention is they have, this is the maintenance guide for how to take care of your Ona Hole, you know, thing, right? And for whatever reason, it is a manga. The gloves. Okay. Maybe if I flip through it this way. I'm trying to flip through it, but there you go. See? It's a manga instruction manual. That's really above and beyond. So they really, 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 really leaned in to the anime stuff. All right, so that is the instruction manual. It's like a little manga. Kind of cool, like really cool. I've never really seen such a commitment to presentation before. All right, as far as the toy goes, like I said, this thing is pretty small. Quick note, it may be hard to see because it's not painted. It has jewelry built into the doll. You can see like the neck piece, it has a choker necklace, it has some kind of jewelry going down the side, and it joins on the small of the back and then goes down her butt crack. So she's wearing like jewelry, and that jewelry matches the box. Or actually, let me just grab the box real quick and I'll show you. All right, so see, here's Rias, the elf girl. See her necklace, see her choker, see the straps. So like, this is based on this art. The doll is based on the art. Like it has the same jewelry built into the doll itself, which is pretty cool. It's not painted though, you know, like it's fine, not the end of the world, but it would be cool if it was painted. I guess you could paint it yourself. All right, so this is made out of supposedly, you know, platinum silicone, ultra soft silicone. It feels very TPE, but it holds detail. Like TPE doesn't really hold this kind of detail, so I don't think this is TPE, but it's very squishy and stretchy. Like, oh, there's no skeleton, which, you know, you wouldn't expect a skeleton for a toy this small. So it's a very squishy, stretchy toy. Again, it's like a pocket pussy. It looks like a sex doll, right? It's got the proper look and proportions of a sex doll, but it is clearly it's too small to be a sex doll. So you use it like a pocket pussy. You know, you hold it in your hand, you jerk off with this. If you want, you can kind of cradle it in your hands like this, where you like fuck it like a sex doll, but obviously it's really small. Now the boobs have a good squish to them. They're solid. They're not like gel filled or anything like that. You got to keep your expectations tempered when it comes to the features of a doll this small. But you know, the boobs have good squish. The whole doll feels the same. Like the butt cheeks, the boobs, the whole doll has the same squish to it. So like, I mean, I could do a spank test, but honestly, this is really just more of a pocket pussy than a sex doll. But it looks like a sex doll. It's basically a pocket pussy sex doll kind of in between thing. Now, how does it feel? Feels good. I mean, it's, you know, despite the boobs and the humanoid torso look to it, you can simply just hold this like a pocket pussy and just jerk off with it fairly easily. You could use two hands if you want, but at the end of the day, it's not hard to use. I do have one criticism. Okay, so you may notice this hole is really small. Like, I don't know what the average guy's size is. Usually, like, your dick is gonna be more or less the size of two fingers, okay? That's generally, like, if you take two fingers and compare it to, like, your boner, it's probably about that size. So here's two fingers to give you an idea. And then look at the size of this hole. Look at the size of this hole. Now, this isn't TPE. Because, again, look at the detail. It's got good detail. This isn't TPE. But how is something this thick going to fit in a hole this small? I mean, yeah, sure, it's stretchy. But, I mean, are you going to tear it? And the answer is yes. So, see, you can see the tear. Let me zoom in. See, like, okay, so right now, everything is together. This is how it came. See how the clitoris part splits? That's because I tore it. And it didn't just tear a little, it tore probably several millimeters, maybe up to a quarter inch. It tore like pretty significantly. And you know, that it is what it is. So I don't want to sound racist or anything, okay? I get that this is, you know, primarily for Asian guys, you know, Japanese anime girls and all that stuff. I get that. Okay, I don't have like a giant horse cock or anything. I have a very average, nothing to write home about, nothing crazy, just an average penis. And this, I split this using it one time because the hole is too small. I get they were probably going for like anatomical correctness, but here's the thing. When you're using a TPE torso or a TPE doll, the hole tends to be a circle because TPE is so squishy and stretchy that it spreads the tension so it doesn't tear. Because this went for anatomical correctness, it has a very obvious weak point, which is right on the clitoris. Because all that pressure, and as you stretch it out, it just tears, okay? So, did it feel good? Yes, it felt good. It was tight. I will give it credit. It was tight because I was too big for it. And again, I don't have like a giant dick. I have a very average penis, and it was too big for this toy because I split it pretty significantly using it one time. If you have a tiny penis, and like, you know, you've been looking for the perfect toy, then congratulations. You know, like, obviously life hasn't been good to you, so at least you have a toy that's going to be perfectly suited for your tiny penis. If that's not you, though, I don't know what to tell you. Again, the price is the issue. If this toy was about $80, I'd say that's a fair price. But $120, even with a coupon, is pretty pricey. But again, if you're into the anime thing, maybe that's worth it. Maybe this is normal. Maybe I'm the unreasonable one. Anyway, as far as the toy goes, look, putting the price aside, the toy is good, other than the fact that I tore it. And, you know, like, at the end of the day, it's a good pocket pussy. Alright, but at the end of the day, that's all it is. It doesn't vibrate, it doesn't thrust, it doesn't heat up, it doesn't spin. It's just a pocket pussy. So, you know, like, it's a pocket pussy that comes with, like, you know, anime. So one of the reasons why this toy is so expensive is because of the material it's made out of. It's made out of ultra soft silicone, and it's anatomically correct, right? But it's expensive, and, you know, it rips. TP is much stretchier and squishier and doesn't rip as easily, and it's cheaper. I mean, I appreciate the commitment to high quality materials, but this probably should have been made out of TP. That actually would have been better because the price would have been lower and it would have been more durable. So it would have gotten a better review from me if this were made out of a cheaper material. The ultrasoft silicone is great, feels good, tears more easily, and it's expensive. So, you know, that kind of sums it up. If you have a small dick and you're into anime girls, check out Mysterverse. The website is really cool. I really like the website, but boy howdy is this stuff expensive. But anyway, 15% off. If you check this out, if you're into the anime thing, 15% off, use the link. It'll take you to the website. It'll like credit me for the link, and then you'll get 15% off your order. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Mysterverse, for sending me this toy. I am excited to be working with you. Hopefully, I have a better experience with the other toys you send me and I don't rip them. And if I do rip them, you know, I'm sorry. Like, again, I don't have like a huge dick. I just, it is what it is. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's it for me. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turtfling Monkey, and I'll see you next time.